For the girls' teams, Homer took the top spot among 1A, 2A, and 3A schools with 118 points. Sitka was second, Grace Christian in third, and Petersburg in fourth. On the boys' side, Anchorage Christian was the state champion. The top team from Southeast was Sitka in sixth place, and Petersburg wound up ninth. Brad Taylor is Petersburg's coach.
It was a good meet for the girls. The boys left a few points on the table. We were beat up very bad. We had Ethan was, he was sicker than a dog, and Alan's leg, it was really bothering him, and it was a tough event for the boys. We left a lot of points on the table.
That's Ethan Cummins and Alan McKay he's talking about. The boys did have one individual state title, Casey Bell in the 300 hurdles. He set a school record in that event. He was also fourth in the 110 hurdles, and Nathaniel Lenhard took sixth in that event. Axel Vitas took fourth in the long jump and eighth in the 100-meter dash. For the girls, senior Isabel Eath won all four of her events, the 100 and 300 hurdles, triple jump, and log jump. She completed a similar sweep in 2015. In track, athletes can only enter four events, and in her four-year high school career, she's competed in four each year, 16 total. Of those, she has won 13 state titles and has been runner-up in the other three.
In the history of the state, I don't know, you know, how she compares to the best, but she's right there. I don't even know if anybody's ever matched that accomplishment.
Eath is the only female athlete from Petersburg with a state title in track. Eath says she did have some goals for this season.
I really wanted to go sub 15 seconds in the 100-meter hurdles, which happened this meet. I was really excited about. I was a tenth of a second off the state record in that. So it was a little bittersweet, but mostly sweet. I was really happy with that time. I did want to break the state record in the triple jump, but that unfortunately didn't happen. I had a small injury and kind of took it easy on my jumps this weekend.
Despite taking it easy, Eath left the competition behind in all four events this year. In past years, she's had some close races and tough competition. This year, she had to learn a little bit about motivating herself without anyone challenging her times and distances.
I was, you know, quite a ways ahead in the jumping. That was good. And then I did have some competition in the 300 hurdles. There's a girl from Homer who was running good times this season, and we really thought it would be a close race, but it wasn't as close as we thought. It was good. I was very, very nervous before that one. The 300 hurdles is always anything can happen. A girl tripped over hurdle, did a somersault, stood up, still got fourth. So
Eath will continue her track career at Williams College in Massachusetts. Also for the girls' team, Lisa Larson was fifth in the discus, and Mariah Taylor was fifth in the shot put. Coach Taylor says one of the performances of the meet was an eighth-place finish for freshman Melanie Chase in the 3200.
She went in, she was seated, 14th or 15th, something like that, and ended up a solid eighth place, just one person out of scoring points. But it was so nice to see her. She dropped over 25 seconds. It's nice to see her with that performance. I think that's going to build a lot of confidence in that young lady going into next year.
Also for the girls, Kaylee Eddy was fifth in the 100 hurdles, seventh in the 300 hurdles, and 10th in the 1600. And the girls' 4x800 relay team of Eddy, Aaron Funt, Taylor, and Chase took third place. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.